What's going on, y'all? I'm Tay, and I got P with me, and it's our podcast right now, All Talk, No Show. Appreciate y'all. Turn it up from wherever y'all listening to, man, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor, man, and make sure you subscribe and share this podcast if you like it, and always reach out to us on our socials if you like this and you want to recommend topics, y'all. Come along with us for this ride for the next 45 minutes, man. We appreciate y'all. We live. Let's go.
Pinky in the brain. Krishan versus Blueface. Ike versus Tina. Cheating versus real reality. What else do I ain't got nothing else right now, but basically that's the whole gist of the episode. We're gonna talk about cheating today. I know it's a podcast. I mean, what topic that thousands of other podcasts have went on already. Everybody can talk about it and shit like that. But me personally, I'm having a problem with it. I'm not cheating right now. That's not what I'm saying. I'm having a problem understanding a lot of the action around it, a lot of the reason why some people do it, men or women, black or white, just so I know.
Y'all are straight.
Gay or straight. We're not just going for a certain person here because everybody do it. I don't give a damn what your sexual orientation is, your background, how you was raised, you know what I'm saying? You could have been raised by the best mother or father. You still cheating. You could love your partner, your spouse, whatever, and you could still cheat. I mean, people, today we're going to touch on some of the reasons why, maybe how it was, you know what I'm saying, affecting our parents' homes in like the 50s and 60s, where fathers would often have families on the other side in other states.
Some of the truck drivers have multiple families going up and down the coast.
Yeah. So you're just basically touching on it dating back to those times. Hell, even before those times, there was people cheating in the 20s and the 30s. Okay, when bread was 45 cents, was they cheating then? Because technically, you didn't have to cheat. You could afford your own bread. I know a lot of women stayed around because the man made more money. You know, they knew he was cheating. That man made that bread.
They quiet about it.
So they stayed quiet. But in those times, why did it happen? In these times, why does it happen? You gonna start with something, man? What you got? What you think about over there?
Oh, I'm a recovering cheater. So I'm gonna be
cheaters anonymous over here.
Hi. No, but I'm so serious. I was very immature in the past, and it's part of why I was cheating.
Yeah.
And it was I knew I could get away with it. Like,
did you think it was something deeper in the maturity?
It was probably something deeper. But now I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to be a cheater. I don't want to hurt the people I'm in a relationship with or the person I'm in a relationship with. And being that I'm now in a open poly relationship, I don't have to cheat. Like, it's literally, we sit, we have this conversation. Hey, I got an interest, blah, 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 and I go from there. So now I have permission to go out the fence, and I'm still sitting in the yard like, nah, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody's like, you can do whatever, and it's not doing whatever.
That gets me about you, because it's like, it's a lot of people out there that don't just have an opportunity, you know, to just go out there and find another bone. And you sit in your yard all day looking out at that sad little window at that doghouse like Snoopy when it's 1,000 bones out there. But I get it. Sometimes you feel for one specific person.
It's not even that. We're dealing with stuff personally, in-house, losses and grief. So, you know, I want to make sure my foundation is 100% before I go out there and do anything. And the same for her. Like, we want to make sure we're good, because at the end of the day, it's us against everybody.
Yeah, no, completely respectful, man. Completely respectful. I want to touch on that. So, if you know, the home was in, let's just say, better state of mind, you know, if things were fresher and, you know, easier, then would you do it?
I would.
Being that you had permission.
Yeah, being that I have permission and I know it's about communication and like, hey, I got an interest. But currently there is piss in the dating pool. Yeah. There is piss in the poly dating pool. There's nothing. There's nothing out there. There's COVID, there's RSV, flu. Like, yeah. I feel like we have too much access to each other nowadays. So that's what makes cheating a little bit easier. As opposed to all the work you had to do. Now it's vanish mode on an app, or it's Snapchat deleting stuff. It's too much accessibility.
Yeah.
So, moment, I'm chilling. I want to make sure home is good first.
Well, like I said, very, very respectable. Speaking of my past experiences and stuff like that, you know, I think it was a maturity for me. I think it was... I'm a human, and I suddenly am growing a bit estranged, I feel like, from the person that I'm with, but I still love the person that I'm with, so I don't want to just, you know, break up and happy home. And in my head, I'm feeling like, well, I ain't doing nothing, I ain't loving this other person and shit like that. Like, you know, I'm just having fun, I'm flirting around.
And see, for me, it wasn't even the I don't love the other person. I'm a very emotional person.
Yeah.
And past experience with somebody I messed with for a long time, I made sure they was good. Like, I was paying rent in my house, I made sure their rent was good at their house. They was feeding me, feeding fucking, you know, making sure stuff was good. That's one thing anybody could say is like, hey, I'm a provider. I'll make sure you're good at all costs. But it took the maturity. It's not the providing part. It's the, I gotta have the maturity. Like, if I really love this person, why am I cheating? If they're giving me most of what I need, because not one person's ever gonna give you anything that 100% that you need.
Oh, for sure.
So it was like, well, why am I doing this? And before, it was part sex, but my emotions was in it. Like, hey, I care about the person I'm with, but I also can fuck this person and care about them as well. And it's kind of why I was doing it.
You know, I think that like when you at the peak of something, or you know, you in that almost it seems like perfect place, I feel like the temptation is just, it goes crazy on you. Like, you get it from every angle. Like, I was even talking to my mans, and my mans is married. I'm talking to him a couple months ago, his son's birthday, man. And I said, you know, it's the temptation over there, you know, you being 2 years and married to your wife, you love your wife to death, you love your family, is it there? And he's like, yeah, it always is. Like, that's what's crazy. Like, you would think
it would go away.
It would go away, but no, like, still very, very active. And it's mind blowing that life does that to you, right? Like, when you're right in the right place, like, let's just say Will Smith, for example, you know, he was about to get a reward that night. For whatever we're getting presented or presenting, and then boom, that moment happens. I just think like people got to fight up against a lot in life, any type of couple, whether you just in a relationship or you know you are married or polyamorous or whatever the case. I think you got to fight against a lot, and I think that's not really spoken about when people get called out for like cheating. And you know, they crucify and like kill these celebrities when they get caught up. These just people.
And that's what it is. We put celebrities on too high of a stand sometimes. And they're just like us. They just got money. That's really sometimes the difference. They got money. So it's understandable. I'm not saying that's right, but at the end of the day, it's not my business. So I really don't care. Okay. It's them. It's not affecting my household, so yeah. Why do I care about them?
Right.
But me and my coworker, we was talking about cheating, and he was like, men cheat just cuz. He was like, I'll be honest, like, we're not smash anything. I was like, true shit. He said, women cheat better. He said, women cheat up. And I was like, yeah, I agree. Like, she's not gonna fuck a bum ass nigga. She's gonna make sure she gets somebody that, you know, is at least doing something, buying her a meal or paying a bill. Y'all niggas be fucking anything.
I mean, I guess a nut is a nut. to a lot of men, you know. Nigga don't care as long as he getting that shit off. To me, I don't know. I get it, you know, because we all like to feel good and shit like that. But with all the shit that's going on right now, all the shit that's getting spread around and all that bullshit.
It's too many STDs and everything out there.
I think I'm okay. You know, I think I'm okay. As tempted as I am, because, you know, my girlfriend is away right now and she doing what she doing. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Now, don't get me wrong. And I say this again. I love my lady, but it's some bad bitches out here, boy. Okay?
You see the shirts I wear. Women are drugs. Women are drugs.
Bad bitches. White, black, brown, and yellow. It's some bad. And I see them all the time on this damn devilish app called TikTok. I say it to myself all the time. This app won't be the, you know, saying the app to make me cheat, man. Because there's some bad bitches out here.
There are some bad bitches, but
sometimes
behind that, that's all it is a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally seen a couple people on TikTok chase after TikTok crushes, and they'd be like, oh my God, that's my crush, da da da. And then it fizzle. They meet them in person, and they don't have no substance to give them, you know. All you know how to do is do your makeup and be cute. Don't have a word conversation, or still be cute, but behind it she be abusive, or she has depression, and it'd be a lot. And I'm like, see, y'all was going after looks.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta go after vibes.
Yeah. And I think we live in that type of society, sadly, where we glorify what we see. You know, I'm trying to find words for it. Saying, forgive me, y'all. I'm intelligent, but I'm finding it. We get trapped by what we see, just to say the least. You see people with these filters on, you know, these celebrities, these women
in person that don't have the same filters.
Yeah, the bitches got BBLs and all of that shit. Like, you know, they made us. You feel me? They made us the makeup on and long ass hair. Me personally, I'm a sucker. For that shit, my girl got long hair, beautiful eyes, so she know I'm sucking for that shit. We see this shit all the time. I want to know, why is it so hard for us to fight that stuff off? Like, you know, we know what's good, especially people that's like married or long term relationships.
In long term relationships, especially married, a lot of times they want to see if they still have it. Then they'll go out there and they'll see. Is somebody gonna, you know, flirt with me or whatever? And you know when somebody flirt with you, it make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody compliment you. You be at work feeling like you looking dusty because you're in the work uniform and everything. And it'll take somebody to be like, oh my God, you cute. That make your whole day. You about to do your job 10 times better over that compliment.
Yeah, if I hear that I'm cute at work, I'm the boss then. Basically, I own the whole fucking establishment. One thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take some shit to my head and let that shit blow my head all the way the fuck up. That's gonna be me. So yeah, no, I feel that. Speaking on that, let's dive into that, like the work relationships, man. You know what I'm saying? Them the ones that get people caught up too, that cheating and shit. You got work husband, work wife, and now your whole shit is blue. Your whole operation is just dust. Okay?
Well, speak on the work husbands, work wives. Think about it. You spend 8 hours a day with that person.
Yeah.
You learn about each other's lives, even little snippets. It's like working with, everybody has an older coworker they work with.
Yeah.
You in your 30s and your coworker in the 60s, you'd be like, they ain't half bad.
Yeah.
You know, and they call out sick. Kind
Are
of
you
worried.
Talking about getting the old heads?
No, not even getting the old heads.
Find out, man.
But working with the old heads. And that's in work relationships. Like the ladies I work with, I just recently went to one of their hosted Galentine's. Mm-hmm. I felt part of it, and other people was like, yo, I can see why y'all rock with each other. Would I say they my work wives? Yes and no. And no on no romantic, but yes on a, hey bitch, I'm running late, or I can tell when your vibe is off, what's going on, XYZ is happening at home. You spend that time with them so much, you develop them relationships that even when you leave them jobs sometimes, they made the job fun.
Yeah.
A lot of times people don't like where they work. Sometimes it's your environment where you're at. So them work relationships, sometimes it means a lot.
Yeah.
But in certain offices, people crossing bounds, and they shouldn't be crossing them. You know, you got to keep it respectful. You got to, hey, she got a nigga, or she got a man, whatever. But not everybody does that.
Back to what you said, ain't that important? Because you got those 8 hours in, 5 days a week and shit like that. Ain't that hard to kind of, like, not sort of develop some internal feeling, even if you don't act on it? And you don't, you know, actively do those, or cousin, work, wife, or girlfriend, boyfriend type thing, and y'all don't actually, you know, do nothing outside the job. Ain't that sort of hard to, like, even control those feelings and having an internal feeling?
It depends on you and your maturity. My coworker, I joke all the time, and I tell people that I'm in a relationship, yo, that's my big mom's. I've been through 2 pregnancies at work with her, and she jokes about it too.
Yeah.
To the point, she'll tell her boyfriend, yeah, I'm about to go see my baby mom's, because we work the same shift.
It's like crying, like,
but then once we break it down, I was like, yo, I literally was through 2 pregnancies with her. If she was hungry, I was hungry. I was like, why am I gaining this weight? And that's our bond that we have, you know? So it's how you control yourself. And that's how I look at it all the time. It's how you control yourself, because you don't necessarily always have to act on your feelings. Some people don't have that impulse control and they're gonna act on it.
Yeah.
Where, like I said, it's with time, it's with maturity. I've matured to the point I'm not running to go jump into anything now.
Yeah.
Even though I have that permission, nothing's caught my eye as well. And I speak big on that with my lady. I said, hey, nothing's caught my eye. If somebody catches my eye, I'll let you know. I also partly got social anxiety. So I know how to be a friend before I know how to flirt with you. And then some people take, well, you being flirtatious, I'm just smiling. That's me. I like to smile. They take it a little bit further. I'm using this year to work up the courage to be like, yo, I think you're beautiful, and go from there.
Yeah.
But then work relationships, you gotta be able to control yourself, because you don't ever want to shit where you sleep, or well, shit where you eat, basically, is the saying. And your job is your bread and butter. So you're not gonna fuck that up. And shit goes sideways. You know, if a fight breaks out or whatever, or y'all have a disagreement on a personal level outside of work, now y'all gotta work together. That shit's awkward.
No,
it's making it complicated.
And Ryan, if you get back off of that, that's a perfect example with that cop and Megan Hall. You know what I'm saying? Went up there and fucked somebody in that department. Got all the niggas fired.
Okay. She fucked up all their money.
And the news come out that their husband's sticking beside her. No, sir, not fucking me, man.
No, I'm not even mad at him. He must see something in her. He must love her. But she was fucking, what, like 5 dudes? 6?
Mm-hmm. It was, I think 6 of them was circulating in the news. And then they one came out where it was an updated picture. And the dog was down there. So they got everybody. They got everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that was responsible is not no longer working there. But just even with them type of jobs, why would you risk it? These dummies had on body cameras.
Yeah.
Okay? That are, I don't know if they're always rolling throughout the whole shift. I don't know how that goes. But why would you even risk it? Then you a cop, you know what I'm saying? You making more than me, you fucking dummy. That's my beef with you. You making more than me. I can see if you was making like my money or some shit like that. Why you could fuck it up or risk it. But a lot of you niggas was married, had bitches at home, all types of shit. And you went to go fuck this stupid little poor cop. But don't stay out of them situations, y'all. If you gonna do it, don't do it like that, man. Niggas be dumb, okay? People get caught up in jobs with these cameras and shit, putting shit all on TikTok. TikTok is the devil, I say again. I spend too much time on it still, though, even though I call it the devil. But
we spoke about
smart
that.
About it.
We spoke about that last night. Me and my coworker, he said, think about it. Half the shit, people's probably been doing this shit, but we now have so much technology that people are recording it.
Yeah.
He said, if somebody walked over here right now and punched me and you had your phone out, you start recording it. He said, but back in the day, you'd hear about it through word of mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, that makes sense. He said, so we can't always get mad at these young boys for wilding, or the youth in general for wilding, because
which you would think what that man said, you wouldn't want to put yourself in the position.
But they always want to record it.
If you know that about every minute of our everyday reality is recorded, like, there's no cameras in here, but it could be at the same time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? This is an
actually outside
record.
Of it.
Yeah. What? Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, why would we, like, that's like us, you know what I'm saying, knowing the cameras in here, coming in here, rolling up and smoking.
Yeah.
We're done. And I would possibly get kicked the fuck out, get my whole situation, get us all kicked out on our ass, and lose our lease because I decided to smoke in here. But it's not the same thing with niggas. I'm saying, you gonna cheat? Don't be writing the bitch on Facebook, calling her on Facebook Messenger, sending stupid shit through the IG and all that shit. Bitches be screenshot shit, man.
I think I have paranoia. Like, I was talking to JB about that. I said, I have paranoia. Like, I don't really trust text conversations. And this is from being a past cheater. Not even gonna lie. I'm not a cheater anymore. But I still carry paranoia of how I write my stuff, you know, because text messages is paper trail, emails is paper trail. I'd rather talk to you face to face. And I kind of go off of old mob vibes. Like, one of my favorite movies is Goodfellas. And he basically would explain the head honcho of the mob didn't talk to anybody. Yeah. He told one guy something, that guy got on the phone and told everybody, or would knock at their house and talk to them face to face. I'm more of a face to face person. That's just me. If I text you, hey bro, I'm about to pull up, I probably got something to tell you, but hey, I don't want to fuck with anybody's anxiety, because that's the worst part is, oh my God, I got something to tell you. And then I don't hear from you for hours. That messes me up. That has me on edge. Like, bitch, what you talking about? Like, bro, you really got me over here tripping. And it'd be something so little like, yo, I just got a new job. Maybe wait 8 hours for that.
my stupid ass sent me one of them texts. You don't get back to me. In my head, you dead. You know what I'm saying? I'm all day I'm playing and you say your funeral in my head. Because you spent a minute to send me that text, but you ain't spent a minute to respond to me, man. It's like, yeah, you dead, man. You gotta be dead. There's no other logical sort of response. But you know, that's all good shit, man. That's all good shit. I guess that's good insight, good types of advice for people who are considering cheating. Don't cheat, yo.
Cheating's not worth it. You might as well be single.
I can give you a couple hundred reasons why you shouldn't cheat. But to the people that are fighting the temptation, my advice is, and this is going to be the best advice I give you all this whole episode, man. Find what's going on within you. Because 9 times out of 10, it's something you fighting with. It's a sexual demon. It's an emotional demon.
Do that self-work.
Yeah.
Most people don't do self-work. Most people jump relationship to relationship to relationship. And the traumas that they have from previous relationships, they end up bleeding on other people that they get in a relationship with. So if you're not necessarily doing that self-work, you're going to continue that cycle. Where for me, my self-work was like, why? And it was like, because I could. That was part of my why. So now it's like, I have the permission. And I'm like, okay, you're chilling. Like, you're chilling. You're on your best behavior. You don't even need to be on your best behavior. But for the moment, I'm chilling. I'm not trying to wild out. I'm more focused on establishing myself financially. And after a while, sex is sex. Like,
yeah.
You get tired of it, like, cheating-wise.
I'm going off of that. You know, I think that's another reason, too. I think we are so self-centered as humans. That's our mindset sometimes. Like, I can do it just because I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's gonna stop me from doing it. And that fucks us up too. Cause yeah, you can go out there and do that. It's like you can go get drunk off of the, what they drink in the Casamigo and all of that shit. You can go get drunk off
the time
of
last
Casamigo, hang whatever you can have to the time. And then you get in your car and drive and cause an accident and God forbid kill somebody. But you gotta live with that.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta ask yourself. When you have that mindset, you gotta say, okay, I have this mindset and I'm probably gonna do it anyway. But you need to think about
it. Plus, you gotta look at the risk.
Yeah.
Are you willing to lose everything you got?
Yeah.
Like, most of these people don't really think about that. Mm-hmm. If you're set up in a situation where you're the head of the household to take care of all the bills, and if you was to cheat, you're not going to be hurt financially, you're not going to be homeless, you're not going to... Yes, you're going to lose the love of your life, but will everything else...
The love of your life, somebody you might not ever find again. You might have partners, but...
And then you're going to go through life searching for that.
Yeah.
Or you end up messing up your family. You mess up... It only takes a few seconds to break a girl's, anybody's trust. Mm-hmm. It takes a few seconds. And it takes a lifetime to get that back. And then it'd be something so simple that trigger them and be like, yo, I'm sorry, I'm still hurt by what you did. So it stays on your mind.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that. And like you said, do that self-work.
Do that self-work, man. It's never too late to do it. You shouldn't have no shame in doing it. Hell, if we even need to be like me and go see a therapist, get your ass up and go see that therapist once or twice a week. I'll have you schedule it or whatever. Do that work. Don't think it's just a simple decision like, oh, okay, if I get caught and I cheat, she'll just leave, she'll divorce me or whatever. You can fuck up some other things too. If you got kids, you know,
yeah.
you married and you cheat, you could fuck
and
up.
And see, I come from that. My biological dad cheated on my mom from the time they was married to the time they was divorced. My mom told me stories of he took me to the other woman's house when we was in Germany. I was an infant. you really took me to another woman's house so you could cheat? Like,
man, back when our parents was coming up, it was different. You know? They could do it because it wasn't, you know, it's easy to get caught or, you know, it's easy to get exposed and put it on Front Street. But I think I totally just lost my train of thought. What the fuck I was about to say? Hold on. I'm finding it, yo. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. I mean, even beyond, you know, being married and shit like that, even in regular relationships. I know somebody right now that's, and I ain't gonna say no names or nothing like that. I always try to keep people private and all that shit. Don't nobody want no lawsuit or that. But I know somebody right now that's in their 50s, okay, that had two kids with a man. And that individual... They're still mad because that man managed to have another baby within the 2 years she was having babies with him. And it's like, it's over 30 years later. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
and
people,
it still upsets her a little
people
bit.
People be holding grudges.
Yeah.
I say back in the day, our grandparents, and that's as far back I'm going to go, they hold a grudge. You be like, why you, like grandpa's dad, why you still mad at him? Because he said hi to that hussy.
Yeah.
Really, grandma? Like, really, that's your attitude?
Sometimes people live their entire lives, you know, around that hurt, you know. Basically, building guards around that hurt because that one particular person did that. And that was the who they felt like was the love of their life or the person that they should have married or et cetera and shit like that. You got to also think about, you know, if you're going to do that as a man or a woman, how that might affect that person in the next 10, 15, 20 years and them trying to date or whatever the case. Because just because it might be easy for you to get over something, it might not be as easy for somebody else. And that's why, you know, me and my therapist talk a lot about triggers and shit like that. When I feel certain ways about things that don't have anything to do with me, 9 times out of 10, that's a trigger. You could be, you know, setting off a lifetime of triggers for that person, you know. They
yes.
may not ever be able to pour that love into anybody else ever again. Basically depriving themselves of what could be another beautiful love story. So you gotta take all that into consideration.
Shit, I just had that conversation. Not necessarily triggers, but one of my friends, she holds me accountable. And we was talking, and I was explaining how my ex is her friend. So she basically was like, yo, she don't like you, but no, she don't hate you. You just broke her heart. And I did kind of overspeak and I was like, I broke her heart. But when I moved out, I made sure she was good. And she's like, you moved out while she was gone. I'm not a fighter. I don't like, what's that, confrontation.
Yeah.
So she was gone. I packed up my stuff, I cleaned the house, folded laundry, this and that, and I left. No explanation. I'm not gonna stand here and have an argument, you know? Do I care about you? Yeah, I care about you, but I don't want to be in that mindset where we're arguing. So I kind of stand where I fucked up. You know, I did break her heart. I apologize about that. But sometimes certain people's not meant to be in your orbit. You know, that you know that saying, some people are here as a lesson, a blessing, a season, or a reason. So we're really looking at, like, what are certain people? What are they here for? And it's for you to determine that. And at that moment, we didn't work.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
There are times in your life where you know that the thing that you're saying is not true. It's a deception. It's a lie of some sort. And you're using it to manipulate yourself or another person or the world. And you're also possessed, fully possessed of the idea that you can get away with it. And there's a satanic arrogance about that. In fact, that is the archetypal arrogance that's portrayed in the mythological character of Satan, because Satan is precisely the archetype of the element of the mind that believes that it can twist and bend the structure of reality without paying the price for that. And you can't imagine anything that's more arrogant than that, because really, do you really think that you can twist the structure of a reality and that that's going to work out for you without it snapping back? It's so obvious that that can't work, that you know by the rules of the game that you yourself are playing, that some of the times you're violating the rules of the game that you're playing. And the first issue with regards to, say, stating the truth or behaving in a responsible manner would be merely stop cheating at whatever game it is that you've chosen to play.
People want to take the easy way out. And ask married people if they get to do that. No, they sign that paperwork.
And sometimes the easy way out is just to get a whole new bitch. Yeah. But then you're bleeding on them. Once you go through the honeymoon period, you're bleeding on them. You didn't fix what was wrong with you. Mm-hmm. So now it's like,
truly, when you're going out there and you find it's something, I think a lot of people are naive that, you know, they think, oh, I'm just going to have sex with this person, or I'm just going to, you know, hang around or whatever. You don't know what that other person's true intentions are. That other person's true intention, you might go out there as a married man. I think you're just going to have a woman on the side. All the while, that woman want to take you from your wife. So,
oh, we see that in the Hollywood world, too. Yeah. I've read that. I've read where, yes, you're trying to bring in a second person for you and your person. Or you bring a second person just for yourself. And some people underline intention and be like, oh, I want to be the main. I'm not trying to be number two.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, okay.
Nobody's true motives. And that's why you got to be careful, especially if you want to do that. I know I keep saying, if you want to do it, don't worry, yo. I am not encouraging cheating.
We don't encourage
nobody, okay? Not for pity. That's not for me.
But that's even when nobody. I start having conversations with people. If I meet new people, I'm not going to ask what you're looking for in a person, even as a friendship, because there is three sides. There is the side that you show everybody, the side to yourself, and, you know, the other side.
Yeah.
And in the words of JB, your representative. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have representatives, and once that mask falls off, that's where they fuck up. And they can't keep it up. And that's with the cheating and the lying. You can't keep up the lie that you told. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get caught.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing it, your vibes be off. Your vibe be completely weird. You have an argument with your side bitch, so you coming home snapping on your girl, and she didn't do nothing but say hi.
Yeah.
Like,
you carry that stuff around, and you transfer energy.
Yes.
A lot of people don't really understand that when, you know, I'm talking about it, or if anybody is talking about it, because they don't understand what it truly means. Like, you could be with somebody sexually, right? And you feel a way, you know, maybe you feel like, you know, you just got what you wanted out of it. But no, on the other side of that, it's a woman that's falling in love, you know what I'm saying? You didn't think that you was going into it to fall in love, but now that you did exchange this sexual energy, minds are altered and shit like that. People don't get that.
And that's why you gotta put your true intentions out there. Like, when you meet a person, the questions you need to ask, what is it you're looking for? You want a friendship? You want a relationship? You want a fuck shit? Like, let me know now what this is gonna be.
But you could also say that and
then people's feelings change and get involved and, well, I really just want to fuck shit, but I'm falling in love with you and I can't, and
That shit happens too, y'all. So be mindful, you know. You want to just fuck something. She want a ring. You feel me? She want kids. Are you ready to really get caught up in all of that.
And plus, people ignore the red flags to get what they want. Mm-hmm. Red flags in the beginning is sometimes the same things why y'all breaking up. Mm-hmm. But you knew from the jump that she wanted to get married. But you was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna string along because I know the pussy good. She cook, she do all this. Mm-hmm. Seriously? Like, you just, you gonna string a person along?
That can be dangerous. That can be dangerous. I have watched way too many Fatal Attraction episodes and a line between love and hate. That damn movie, I've watched way too many movies like that. And I've witnessed, okay, that actually be happening in real life with people. You know, Philly is a toxic city, so you see it all the time. You know, it's like the 6 o'clock news. It's going to be something on every day.
Philly is different.
Yeah, it's going to be something on.
They're young men.
Every goddamn day, it's going to be something on. So,
but it's even like the movie Acrimony, like everybody was like, yo, if you look at her point of view, she was wrong. But if you agree with her point of view, she was right. I was like, I kind of agree with her. Does that mean I'm toxic? Like, she put him through college. She went into debt.
No, I agree with her.
And then he got with the next bitch and gave her everything. And I was like, damn, is that how my exes feel? Like, yo, you traveling, you doing this, and that's all I wanted from you. I couldn't get that from you. I was like, okay, I understand. And that's why I say the most I can do is offer apologies out there. We was probably not meant to be. Make sure you heal yourself and be better for the next person.
Listen, I was thinking about that damn movie. What was it? Obsessed? The other movie where it was Idris Elba and Beyonce and the other lady, I don't know her name. And she was obsessed over him. And people motives. He went there to work.
Yeah.
He was a happily married man. He wasn't trying to do none of that. But she tried to manipulate him into a relationship, into a feeling. And then when he wouldn't reciprocate, she went crazy. You got to be careful. And I know in a lot of cases, people just innocent and they minding their business, you know. He was innocent and minding his business, you know. Loving his wife.
But some people are truly unhinged and people don't know that.
And they will get you. They will try to, you know, pour their intentions on you and get you to, you know, bend and bow to what they want and need. But you got to be strong enough, man. Like, me, love my lady, but I got to pray for strength all the time. And I got to pray for resistance, you know, and pray to, you know, be rescued from temptation all the time. All the time. I can't skip a day of prayer because I know if I skip a day, that's a day where I could be tempted to do something crazy and fuck up my situation. And I want to get married. This is not a new thing to her, shit like that. So for everybody that's listening, I'm saying, why would you say that when you come back? She know. I haven't asked yet, but she know. I want to get married. I'm not going to risk messing that up for a small situation, you know, for a little head and stuff like that. And I love head. I do, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But sex ain't everything. Sex ain't everything. And in this over-sexualized society, guys, we got to keep remembering that. I know we turn on TVs and show up on social media and all we see is ass. I see ass, too. I like to see it. Okay? My girl, no, I'm an ass person. I like to see it. But I can do one thing and fuck it all up.
So we ain't trying to fuck it up. Like, we enjoying the people that we with. I'm enjoying my lady.
Yeah.
She's currently not home at the moment, so I'm stressing. I'm a little babe. I miss you. Every phone call is the same thing. I miss you. I love you.
So try a year, man. A year. I ain't been able to touch, do nothing with mine. But I'm holding on, y'all. I'm holding on. Definitely it's hard to be in a long distance situation. It's hard to be in any situation, but that's a little added hardness when you are long distance. But I believe in God and I got faith and I believe that it's all going to work out for me.
I was patient with my long distance and then I had to close that gap. Like, I went and got her and like, yeah, come home.
No, this year is the year. This year is the year. We'll be together, definitely, soon enough. But right now, I got to keep staying strong and, you know, keep doing my prayers and keep staying grounded, you know. It's a million women out here.
And here it is.
Shabon DePonce, you know. I do miss having sexual relations and shit like that, but it's not worth it. I turn on the porno.
You know what I'm saying? Do your thing.
Self-love. Go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be the motherfuckers that ever down-talk masturbation and none of that shit.
I don't know.
Motherfucking thing, man. If you're listening to me
masturbation is
right now. No, well, not right now, because I don't know what you're doing right now. But if you home alone later or whenever, beat your meat, you know what I'm saying? Play your fiddle. Do whatever you need to do, okay? If you ain't got a party, you ain't going home with no booty, nothing like that. Do what you got to do. Saying, if it's gonna keep you from cheating,
take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Because cheating is not worth the STDs.
Yeah.
It's not worth the emotional damage on the people that you're in a relationship with.
The person
you're in a relationship with.
Just fuck yourself. Okay, literally. Just fuck yourself.
Okay? Have fun.
It's all good. It's all good. We want to get to the point in these podcasts where we can call and hear from other people and then, you know, bring other people on for other insights and stuff like that. And we working on that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, it's a new podcast. I said that on the first one, you know. It's our second episode, so keep working with us, y'all. We're trying to get it, you know, to be more interactive in the future and stuff like that. Hopefully we covered pretty much everything that we both want to talk about. I'm sure we'll touch on it in the future if we, you know, find out other things or want to share more insight about cheating and stuff. Personally, I said everything I needed to say. P gonna always have other things to say, so we'll definitely revisit it.
Positive.
We want to see. We gonna observe, you know, the algorithms and all of that stuff in the next couple weeks to, you know, find other insights and stuff like that. And, you know, first bring y'all more topics outside of that. But I'm going to wrap it up by saying, y'all, it ain't worth it, y'all.
It ain't.
I know I had said this before in the beginning, in the middle, whatever. It ain't worth it, y'all. Find yourself. Find yourself. Find a good friend. Find God. Now, if you like peeing, you're in a polyamorous relationship, do your thing. You got permission.
But even there, it's still work. It's mm-hmm. ten times harder. Mm-hmm. Like, and we could touch on that
yeah.
on another episode.
Yeah,
still work.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a whole episode dedicated to that. Because P put that on our list. I wasn't thinking about having a conversation about it just because I'm not that familiar about it, but in the next couple days
more. Into
yeah, yeah, no,
it's life is starting to be shined on it a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's definitely being seen a lot. Like, I can't go on an app daily, weekly without seeing some sort of relationship centered around it or whatever. But yeah, we'll touch on that in the future, y'all. Happy Monday, because it is Monday right now as we're recording this. Hopefully, y'all have a good week. Y'all don't cheat. Y'all behave. Y'all
be positive.
Be positive. You know what I'm saying? Stay out the way. Stay safe.
Get your bread.
Yeah, get your bread. All that good stuff. And remember, don't cheat, y'all. Don't cheat. You know, if you ever thinking about it, you know what I'm saying? And that little voice pops up in your head, it's the devil. It's the devil. It's not you. And I just need you to tell him, okay, you tell them that. You tell them, get somebody else to do it. Good day, y'all. We signing out, man. Appreciate y'all for rocking with us for another week, man.
Letters.
Get somebody else to do it.